news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio.
All right, hello everybody, and welcome to episode, what is this, 10?
This is 10. Yeah, I told you we'd make it to 10, right?
Made it. This is, wow. Episode 10 of Freaks and Effing Geeks. This is going to be
a venting show tonight, folks.
Hasn't every episode before this been one in some form?
Not really. Well, not really, but this one is going to be the true. This is going to be a straight. This is going to be a short episode. Let's put it that way,
dude. Let me tell you. All right, so, all right, the Skype. First of all, I don't know. I avoid updating Skype, and then I can't find. I'm getting messages. I can't find where the message thing. Okay, there it is. And then you got the whole how to call. Skype is just a mess, a hot mess right now.
Skype is a mess. I really think it's about time we consider Ubu.
Yo, let's go back to Blog Talk.
I want to go back to Blog Talk.
Let AA run everything through Blog Talk. You know what? When I first started listening to to the rant, I heard everybody through Blog Talk. And then when I heard them and it wasn't through Blog Talk anymore, it was like, wow.
But don't they, like, cut you off at, like, a certain amount of time?
Blog Talk sounds like a step below AM radio.
By the way, do I sound okay? Because this is the new mic that I told you about.
Yeah. Hey, say something else. Yeah, I guess you are. You probably ain't set that shit up right, but whatever. We on the air live. Episode 10. And let's talk.
How's your week?
My week has been just like a regular week. I've just been busy as far as just working everything, but I don't know. I'll be following some life order, or should I just get right into it? Because I'm going to need a while.
I'll just say.
Go ahead, because we know we got to be about you.
Shut up. I mean, like I said, nothing much happened. Work is great. Which was very interesting about work is a couple of days ago, I told Lee about this, that the GM of American Airlines for my airport, Newark Liberty International Airport, came to me with a job offer. And now, if you guys like knew how long I've been working there, it's well documented. I've only been there almost a month now, about a month and a half, and already I'm getting a job offer to be a fleet agent for U.S. Airways, and this job pays $28 an hour. So, of course, I'm taking it. Of course, I put the application in. I'm just waiting for a word now, but I just find, like, it's ever since he gave me this offer, it's just been racking my brain, trying to figure out, like, exactly what did I do to earn this offer, because I felt like I did not deserve it. I mean, for the most of the day, I'm literally sitting on my ass, not really doing much.
Man, you can admit that.
I'm sorry, I am admitting that. Like, for the most part, I'm not really doing much. Like, on certain occasions, I'll like pick up baggage and bring it to the carousel if somebody wants their bag back. Like not to be on the plane. Like, they want it back for something, I'll give it back to them. If I gotta, you know, reroute their bags so they can get them, I'll do that. But for the majority of the time, I'm really not doing much.
Who are you, a bellhop?
Huh?
Are you a bellhop?
No, I'm an expediter.
Oh, that's what they call it there. Okay.
That's what they call it.
Like, difference between janitor and custodian. Hey, yeah, look. You said you're going to take the job? What's the prerequisites? Yeah. What's the requirements for this job?
Now, here's the odd thing. This guy, you know, he was talking to me about the job. He was asking me a lot about my wife and everything. I mentioned, like, he asked about my dad, and for some reason. And then he told me if I'm going to have this job, that I got to get in contact with my dad, because at some point in life, I might need him. Now, like, me and my dad do not, fuck it, I'll air it out. Me and my dad do not have your typical father and son relationship. This dude beat my ass for no apparent reason when I was a kid. For no reason. For just little shit, right? So, like, I haven't spoken to him in a long time now. My mom has always tried to make an attempt to get, you know, me to talk to him, but I really didn't. I don't want to talk to him. There's nothing he can give to me or say to me to make me change my mind in any way possible.
But so, this dude, for $28 an hour, you would talk to him?
For $28 an hour? I mean,
that's what you're saying, right?
I can make up a nice little lot.
Wow. You know what I think?
What?
I think GM of airline or whoever this dude is approach you.
The guy's name, by the way, is Neil Titus.
Oh, I think Neil Titus is daddy.
No, Neil Titus is not daddy.
There's some Darth Vader spin on this shit. Like, Lord, you ain't. Don't see it, but he's some type of hidden benefactor trying to heat. So this dude shows up out of the blue one day. And you, who've been on the job for about a month.
This is while I was on my way to get me something to eat, like, for lunch break. Mm-hmm. And he just came to me with this shit.
Yeah, he came with you, and he's talking about, oh, I can give you what you need, $28 an hour. All I need you to do is reconnect with your daddy. Watch that motherfucker be your daddy. That's all I'm saying. That's daddy.
He's not my dad. No, he's not. No, I barely know the guy, but I'll be honest.
He look like you?
This guy is No, he doesn't look like me. No, but this guy is fucking intimidating. Like, he has Baron Corbin kind of eyes. Like,
oh, he looks into your soul.
He just looks into your soul and shit. Like, it's fucking frightening. But. Yeah,
maybe we can get him to call. We'll get him to call in.
No, we're not getting him to call in. No,
we gotta run it past the board first to make sure.
No, we're not getting him to call in. He's not my dad. And
you gotta take it before the board.
No,
make sure that it's okay.
I put in the application, so all I'm doing is now is waiting for,
because apparently there's a board who decides, you know, what guests are acceptable or not.
Like, yeah, the board being me.
Just wondering, because...
He's not, no. We've had enough callers in the first, you know, since this show started. I think it's time we took a nice call-in break for a little bit.
We'll see. We'll take it on a case-by-case basis. I need to talk.
Go ahead.
Are you done?
Go ahead. Floor is yours.
Yo, so I guess this is the part that some people are waiting to hear. Some. Maybe not all. And if you don't, just fast forward.
Or don't even listen.
All right, so what's going on in Baltimore? And as far as I know, the only people who are eyewitnesses of what's going on here outside of the news are me and Josh. And I know Josh, he's in the chat right now. I believe he's in the chat right now. Throw up and deuces if you in the chat room, Josh. Josh from Baltimore.
Yeah, he's in there.
All right, boom. So, I'm sorry, I got Josh from Baltimore. Josh, yeah, I could get them. Josh, E, I think might be from Baltimore, too. I'm not sure. I know you listen to Rant Wrestling, but...
Josh, is Josh anyway. Be more, he's in there.
There's two Joshes, man.
I'm looking at the chat.
I know, but I'm just saying it's two. Different Joshes, two.
Oh.
In case you didn't notice.
Yeah, I see the two Joshes, right. But... Yeah, go ahead.
So the issue is this. You can watch MSNBC, you can watch CNN, you can watch Fox News, and you're going to get what they show you, okay? Just like anything else. Just like we talk about it all the time about places like WWE, they show what they want you to see as representative of how their company looked 20 years ago and how other companies looked, et cetera. It's the same thing. Baltimore is not burning down. Baltimore is not destroyed. If you let people tell it, it's like they will have you thinking, and I'm just going to be blunt tonight. If anybody gets offended tonight, I'm not apologizing. We didn't did enough of that in the last 2 weeks, all through Facebook and everything else. I'm saying what I got to say. All right. If you look at the news and you listen to the news, the radio, and people, if you even listen to people who listen to the news and share what they've seen, you would think that all of Baltimore was under siege by Planet of the Apes. Like, it's just niggas running rampant all through the streets, setting shit on fire, stealing clothes, and everything else. Look.
They got tanks going up the damn street.
Yeah, well, it's some albino Planet of the Apes out there, too. I got footage of that, too. All right. Mm-hmm. Now, the thing that gets me is, now they have lumped together. And even if you go on the police... Baltimore police department of Baltimore City, whatever, their Facebook page. Anytime someone was protesting today, peacefully protesting today, I gotta stress that, peacefully protesting today. There's a difference between the protesters and then there's the rioters, okay? There's a difference between the protesters and the looters, okay? There are people who were protesting that were not touching anybody, saying anything, that were peacefully protesting. Yes, even though you did not see that on TV, it is happening, okay? So, what I'm saying is that there are people who are peacefully protesting, and that stuff wasn't shown. They were in the churches, out of churches, and they're all over the place peacefully protesting, okay? The news has shown what they wanted to show. They've shown... And that's true. Everything you've seen as far as the footage of people acting a fool, yes, that is a remnant of people that are out there doing that.
They've shown the niggas, pretty much.
I had to show Rage yesterday, and even Pastor Zadell. See, Pastor Zadell can speak on it, too. And anybody who has been firsthand with a particular riot situation has seen that. Where they will show different camera angles of the same block, you know, the same stretch of maybe two blocks of destruction.
Yep.
It's true that that's what it was, in front of a mall, okay? That's what they showed. They showed a CVS burning, the same CVS initially burning. All yesterday was showing the same footage of the same block, all right? The issue is that people were commenting on things that they had no knowledge of, commenting on things that they thought was going on. You hear stuff, you have one side that completely... Well, let them burn it down. This is the response, and if this is what it takes to get the police to understand, burn it all down or destroy whatever, that's wrong. You got another group that's like, oh, the police, the people that they're defiant to the police and structure, and you know they should be shot on sight, and the police are trying to do the best that they can. It's that, if they're going to file that 100% too, 100%, then they're wrong, okay? Then you have... you know, the group that is looking at this strictly on, and this is, they're going short of saying this. Some people even saying this on social media. Just shoot all those niggas. Shoot them. Shoot them on site. Okay? It is part of our constitutional right to be able to, anybody live in the United States, the amendment, First Amendment is you have the right to peace, right to assembly and peaceful protest. All right, so there's no rule as long as it's peaceful to be able to do that. Okay, that was even given. All right, the mayor got on TV and said that, you know, give these people the space to protest. So anybody saying that it wasn't, no, it was given. Okay, now Now, when you look on the, again, going back to the whole Facebook page thing with Baltimore City, anytime someone was peacefully protesting today, they were marking where these people were protesting. Okay, right now they're in the corner of Pennsylvania Avenue and North Avenue. Peaceful protesting. And all the comments, I don't understand how these people are allowed to go through riot. No, there was a difference in the rioters and the people that were protesting. I, who rarely watch television itself, I usually watch certain things through online. I like to control what I see without commercials, and I rarely watch news, cut it on. And I sat there and watched this news lady sit there today in front of a line of police officers, and she was like, again, they are peacefully protesting, but we have so many hecklers out here, just so many hecklers. And they wouldn't show any of this. That wasn't my background. I don't know where that siren was. That wasn't my background.
That was me. I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah. Right, let me clear that up. It's quiet around here.
it's in Newark. It's not in Baltimore. It's Newark. Newark is a bad city too, but
With Rage, I joke with Rage, what, last week or week before that every week you on the air we hear siren? Or
yeah.
Because it's true.
It is true. Newark is a bad city. I openly admit it, but yeah.
You ain't hear none of that stuff from me. No sirens on the background here. So anyway, they didn't want to show the so-called hecklers. So then a white lady stuck her head in, and she had a sign, and she was like, because the lady's like, right now they're demonstrating, and she said they're demonstrating, and you know it's a little bit rowdy, and we do have a peace party, but we have rowdy people around, and she kept on stressing that, but they wouldn't show. They just showed the police standing there, like. You know, up in Canada, I guess like the Mounties do or whatever, or I don't know if they're the Mounties, but the guard that's standing there, they don't move, the people try to give them the move. They were standing there, all ready in riot gear. They even showed the snipers. They said, we have snipers in position. Then a white lady stuck her head in and was like, excuse me, no. She hijacked for a second. She's like, we're protesting peacefully. And they didn't want to show her. And then she did it again, jumped in. Then the news lady said, well, let's hear from that lady. And they panned over, and you saw people just standing there, singing songs, holding signs. Just supporting one another. There was no discrepancy whatsoever. So the news, the person that was the anchor, she kept talking to them. She was like, well, let's hear from them and find out what's going on. We see they're linked elbow, arm to arm, and a group of ladies just standing there. That was it. They weren't touching or doing anything, standing there. And so they went to ask the lady, and she was like, well, why don't you ask one of the ladies of color? She didn't want to do it at first. She went on to ask the lady. And she was like, we're just all of us. Doesn't matter what color, whatever. Right now, we're all assembling as one people. Boom. But they didn't want you to see any of that stuff. They didn't want to show you any of that stuff. They wanted to show you. Another thing they didn't want to show you was, and you have to dig to find this. Rage found it. I found it. But they're not going to just give it to you. But they were showing some police officers who were being extremely violent towards some reporters. Some photographers, just citizens standing there. We saw one guy he pretty much gored this one guy. He slammed, came out of nowhere and shoved him on the ground so hard. We saw, then this is on both sides. You saw police officers and, rioters throwing rocks at each other. Both of them wrong. Okay. And then you just saw situations where, there was no one around, and you saw a police who were on duty holding a line with nobody in sight, blocking the road. Now, a lot of people in Baltimore, they saying Baltimore's in utter disarray and everything. A lot of people were today that left work or were coming home. You know what they had to deal with when they came home, a lot of them? Traffic, because roads were blocked off, so they were just inconvenienced, just like they were when we had some type of NASCAR event here and they had to block roads and everything else. So that's what they went through. But the fact of the matter is, when you hear people and they make these comments of, I don't understand. If you don't commit a crime, you'll never get stopped by a police officer. Maybe in Casper, Wyoming, or different places like that, you don't deal with that. But just like I heard Surfer talk about on the show, on the rant right before this one, I've been stopped numerous amount of times just because. With police hand ready on their gun, I'm like, where they come from? What's this? What's going on? Oh, you fit the description. You fit the description is what you get. Pull you over, keep you there for 15 minutes. Three or four police officers come. They checking you out. Oh, what seems to be the problem? Oh, your tail lights out. No tail lights out. And this happens. just because you fit. So it happens. So you can mind your business and you can, this can happen. This individual, for those that don't know, because some people don't know, and I had to tell one of my friends today, this individual, yes, when they look back in his history, he had a history. That's not an issue. And me and Felonious Punk, who we usually get into it over every little thing, it seems, that's one thing we agree on what's going on here. Okay? Because this dude caught eye contact with the police, he start running. Why he start running, don't know. Would I have ran? No, I wouldn't have ran. Don't have a reason to run. He more than likely had a reason to run if he ran. And it could have been because he had something he didn't have any business having. Okay? But anyway, he ran. Police got a hold of him, got a pocket knife out of his pocket. Okay? Didn't say they confiscated any drugs or anything. Said they got a pocket knife. All right? If it wasn't for cell phone video showing this dude walking into the in the police custody, we probably would have heard something like he was giving the police a hard time or there was some type of scuffle. But this dude walked in under his own strength, handcuffed, okay? Within a half hour, crushed larynx, 80% of the spine severed, and in a coma. And you know what the response was? Well, he wasn't in the seatbelt when he was put inside and when he was driving to the police station. So that's what happens when you don't wear a seatbelt. What were they riding in the back of? Was this in the Fast and the Furious 7 or something? That's what happened to him? So now they don't have any answers to what happened to this man. He died. They don't have no answers of how that happened. They suspended the 6 officers with pay, which, again, like I told Tony C earlier, that's vacation. You suspended with pay. So people want to know what the hell is going on. It's happening in Ferguson. It's happening in New York. It's happening all over these places. And people can say, and they can try to pull out and say, oh, this person did that. But the fact of the matter is that that's where the violence started. Right there is where it started. In Baltimore. That's where it started. Right there. That's where gang activity started right there. Because anytime you got 6 people that gang up and beat the hell out of somebody, that's where the gang activity started. Am I justifying what's going on in Baltimore? Hell no. It's destroying other people's stuff and all that. But that seems to be all anybody wants to talk about. When you hear people who have an opinion about what's going on in Baltimore, they never talk about what happened to that young man that sparked the whole thing. All they talk about is what's going on right now. They won't talk about the peaceful protests. They just want to talk about what they see on the news right now. We support our police officers. Support the good ones. Okay, yeah, there are a lot of assholes out here, asshole civilians, but there's also asshole police officers. It wasn't just those 6, and it's not just the ones in Baltimore. Just like you got bosses on your job, supervisors who get a position, and they don't know how to handle their power, and they think they can do and say whatever they want to do, that happens in any other profession as well, including the police. So they're not an exception. The days of officer-friendly, that ain't for everybody. All right. These days, some places you ask the police a question and they look at you like, what are you approaching me for? Why are you in my face? It's like that damn video game where shit, you go and you ask they got a video game out. If you walk up and ask police, they might draw a gun out on you. What's that, Grand Theft Auto 5 or whatever? So all I'm saying is that if your only source of what's going on here in Baltimore is, and you keep hearing that, Baltimore right now is under this, okay, Baltimore City is a huge place, it's the largest independent city in the United States, it's a huge place, and I said largest independent city, in case anybody want to go out there and try to correct me, not city, I know there's bigger cities in Baltimore, but independent city, all right, and there's a small portion of the west side of Baltimore City, a speck, that right now is having some issues that had issues the other day, and then the next morning they cleaned it up. Now, are there still groups out there planning other things? I'm sure, because these things usually just don't stop in a day. But and there have been places, but the story that you all are getting on the news is making it seem like they're showing fires, and that's all you see. You think everything's on fire. They're showing people running up and down on a block, and you think that's happening everywhere in Baltimore. No, it's not. And I appreciate every single person on this network and off this network who has taken the time to call and check on me and my family's safety. That means a lot, because y'all didn't have to do that. That means a whole lot of – but I'm just here to tell you that. But if you go by what you see on TV, that's not the case. And it's frustrating on my end because all you have is my word to take for it. That's it. My children went to school as usual. My family went to work as usual. Zero issues, period. Nothing. Now, I can't speak the same for Josh. Maybe where he was, maybe he might be closer to it. Maybe he had some issues where he was if he was closer to that. I will say that the state of on the news, there are some places taking advantage of this, like taking precautions. Some parents were taking their children out of school today. Some parents that weren't even anywhere near any of that because they watch the news and they think, oh, it's coming to where we are. And it hasn't. No reports at all about any schools having any issues today. Any problems you have from school students were how this whole thing added that mall, Mondawmin Mall, which has always been a rough spot around that mall by that subway station, where there were school students who decided they were going to leave. High school students that decided they were leaving, they were going out there. And a lot of those younger people have made some bad decisions. And they out there taking stuff. But like I said, it's not just young people out there. It's not just people from Baltimore. And it's not just black people that's out there looting and stealing. Regardless of what you see on the news, that's not all that's out there.
And if you do your white lady, right?
It ain't just the white. She ain't the only one. I saw more than that. If you do your due diligence, you'll go out there and see there's other people out there. But this just gives the opportunity for people to have this divide and have an opinion, form an opinion about only about what they see on the news. And it's just ridiculous. It's getting out of hand. It's getting out of hand when, you know, all you hear people commenting on is, oh, it's ridiculous. But yes, it is ridiculous what they're going on in Baltimore. But why did this happen? What's going on? Where did the violence start at? Okay, where did it start at? There was no resistance. There was no this dude fighting police. There was no, well, if he didn't resist the police arrest, then he wouldn't. There was none of that. There was a guy who was in custody of police, okay, for whatever reason. Everybody's still trying to figure out why he was even arrested. Wonder what charge. They give zero answers on anything. Nothing. Then the police says that the gangs, the Bloods and the Crips, and the police got some type of information. They won't say where they got this information. And even if they did, why would they announce this? Okay, that's the question you got to ask yourself. Why would the police announce this information that the gangs were going to target them last night? They said this yesterday morning that the Baltimore City got information that they were going to get targeted by the gangs. The gangs had to get, which they didn't want to show this on TV. They didn't want to show it, okay? You can find it on YouTube. I can give you a link. Where the gangs had to get on there. Matter of fact, I put it on my page. Had to get on air and say, look, we're not going to have y'all misrepresenting us. The gangs were in the church. They said, we put our differences aside to come together as black men because that's who we're representing. They said, we can't represent everybody who is a Blood, a Crip. But for us, that they said that they called the truce, which is us, we never said we were targeting anybody. All we, you know, we said we were coming together. Right there in the church is where they were and where they stayed. You didn't see any Bloods and Crips out there on none of their footage. So they made that story up. But some people believe anything they see on the news, anything, and they take it and they run with it. So, you know, I mean, that's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say about it. But it's just really ridiculous. It's really ridiculous when I walk out now and you see people because of what they saw on the news of different races, and they look at you like they don't know if you're going to take their purse or something. They see you every damn day, and they look at you different because of the news. They can't judge you by your character, but what they see on the news. People who watch The Wire and they think that's their whole, they think they know everything about what's going on in Baltimore now because they've seen The Wire. That this some Jewish dude from DC created and, you know, it was a hit on HBO and everybody's a pro on what goes on in Baltimore. Yeah, there's portions of Baltimore that's like that. I'd be lying if I tell you it wasn't. But if you think all of Baltimore is like that, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. That's just like you got some people that think there are really some people out here in this world rage that really think that over in Africa that everybody running around women with titties hanging out and
there are people that believe that. Mm-hmm.
Chucking spears and shit. They really think, and then when they go see video footage of cars and buildings and stuff, they cannot believe it because they think, you know. So it goes along.
But then again, they see that, but they don't see really what's going on in Africa.
They don't see what's really good. And there are parts of Africa that still have that, of course. Different parts of the world that have stuff.
The parts of Africa that are slums. You know, all the
police
people,
officers. All police. Yeah. I made sure when teaching my son this, he's 10 years old, to know that all police officers aren't bad, all black people aren't bad, all white people, Asian, all people are bad. You have some people that are just assholes, regardless of their color or their profession. And if you allow the media to take a particular group and have you generalize it, I've seen stuff like just shoot them on sight. What the hell? What the hell is that? Mm-hmm. That's why the whole situation is going on now, because you had some police who just decided they're going to shoot on sight. Now, and this is another thing Felonious Punk brought up, and this is true again. They were so quick to call this thing a riot before anything really got to that point. They called it a riot. I've seen, and you can go now on Rage did it. You can do it. You can go on YouTube and see it. Go out there and watch one of them hockey games or college basketball, football games or whatever, where somebody's team loses, and you will see the exact
or wins
if their team wins, and you'll see the exact same shit that you're seeing right now in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Did they show on the news?
Kentucky Wildcats won their national championship last year. There was a riot. Ohio State, when they won their football championship, riot. Those were winning teams, but they want to use celebrating.
These teams got a little out of hand celebrating. Oh, well, heading now over to Ohio. They got a little out of hand celebrating. Looks like a couple of squad cars and about 15 arrests and blah, 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 blah. That's what you hear.
They broke out the tear gas for them. They did.
But you don't hear that. That's just people celebrating, a little upset. And you'll see cars flipped over and stuff on fire and people stealing bikes and shit, running down the street with handbags and Abercrombie and Fitch clothes and shit busted through the mall and everything else gone. And anybody, I even had a dude, black himself. Morgan Freeman says some shit, if you don't talk about it, it'll go away. Look, everything that goes on, and you've heard me and Rage talk about this, everything that goes on in the world is not a race issue. With some of these issues that happen with the police, it's just a matter of police brutality, because they don't care what color you are, they're going to beat your ass. Some of them. So there's some honest police officers out there who do their job, and unfortunately, they got to take the flak of what's going on right now, because they represent it. It's like when you call up if you call up a place and you're upset about service or something, and whoever answers the phone, they're going to hear your shit. They had nothing to do with it, because just by virtue of them, just because they work there, they're the ones that represent the company at the time, and unfortunately, they got to get it. Should these people have to suffer, these officers that are out there that have nothing to do with it? Some of them are honest. Some of them are still on the loose. That's not. But some of them are honest. Hell no, they should not. But yeah, if you want to support those officers, that's fine. Support them, but also support the people out there who are peacefully protesting. Support the ones out there who, like myself before, who have been stopped for no reason, for no apparent reason, and talked to like trash by police officers just for no reason. And I was always taught, and I do, when there are people in authority, yes sir, yes ma'am, yes sir, no sir, no ma'am, and give them the utmost respect. You don't challenge, even if it's something you don't like. There's ways to fight it. You don't sit up there and go word for word, especially if somebody got a gun on their hip, you know. But that doesn't stop anybody from saying what they want to say and being nasty, trying to taunt you and get you to do something so they can arrest you. So I'm letting you know right now, you can cut on the news right now, the same news I see, and I see an isolated area like it was yesterday. And now even today, there were some isolated areas. And yes, there were some opportunists who they use this as an opportunity. They are not protesters. They are people that are going out using this opportunity to go out and take and steal. That's what they are using this as. So to call them the protesters is wrong. They are not the protesters. You can't lump them all together.
That's what the media, that's what the news,
the police department has done that. These violent protests. No. Some of these people on the... There are people out there who they got enough sense to know that if they want to get anything done, they can't get it done from in jail. They are organized people out there protesting. Not the way they trying to make it seem like the monkeys are out there jumping up and down and Caesar's running things. No, it's not that way. So, you know, I mean, I want to hope that everybody's intelligent enough that they can do a little bit of research to find out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and that's the thing. And you hear these words. When you hear these words that constantly beat into your brain, these thugs, these hooligans, these miscreants, yeah, there are some of them. Every city has them. Every culture has them. Every race has them. Okay? Then there's some out there. There's some out there today, right now in Baltimore, doing what they're doing. But if you think that this is all across Baltimore right now, that's a lie. I can't help you with that. I can't show you that footage. We can show a continuous loop of the same area and stretch it out and pan it out and make it seem like this is going on. And this is not the LA riots. I don't know what all happened over in this is Baltimore in 68. I don't know all that happened in St. Louis. In Ferguson. Pastor Dell would have to enlighten y'all on that. But I'm sorry. It's just.
And you know what's funny? Just as you talk about this, I just turned on the Fox News, and they have.
Yeah, you cut that. You and consider your source. You just cut on Fox News.
Yeah, I just turned on the Fox News, and they're showing an image. They're showing a video of people going in and robbing the store, and that's all they have been reporting on for. I'm going to say last hour, probably 2 hours or so.
I want you. I challenge anybody. Show me. And that's the thing, and Maddie Legend said it, that, you know, certain things give a stereotype of Baltimore. It ain't just look, let me tell you, it ain't start with The Wire. We had homicide life on the streets. We had a series on HBO Wild called The Corner, talking about the drugs and stuff. And like I said, I'd be lying to tell you that there isn't a place, you know, part of Baltimore that does have these issues, because it does. It does. It really does. But to say that's all of Baltimore and this is all going through in Baltimore and Baltimore is under, you know, this all of Baltimore is under. No, there's a portion of the western side of Baltimore City, which is. Okay, you have Baltimore City. Okay. And you have a portion of Baltimore City, just the west side of Baltimore City, but not all of the west side, just a certain area in the west side of Baltimore City, specifically. Yesterday, that was in front of one mall and one CVS. Well, the CVS is right there by the mall. So, I mean, that's all in front of the mall.
Right across the damn street.
That had issues, and that's what you saw. That's what you saw. And then when they were showing you footage of police officers that were lined up and everything, taking lines, they were away from that. They were anticipating that this riot was going to move in those directions, but it didn't. It stayed right there. And then somebody set something on fire, all that shit. It did happen. So imagine your arena in your area where you would go see like a wrestling event, and there's on that one block, there is no different than a parade or something. On that one little block, there's a people destroying shit right there. One or two blocks, that's what you see. And then you cut on the news, and they say your whole entire city was under siege. You're like, what the fuck are they talking about? Because this is – now, were there instances, small instances of other places? Yeah, they were. Were there threats of other places? Yeah, in some of those places, nothing ever happened. But were there other instances where people went off and on their own, you know, groups of people? Yeah, there were small instances there, but none of that really made news. They showed – you know what I'm saying? They showed that, and you know what I'm saying? I had to watch, you know, my friends, they call them with concern, people all through the group page who don't know, concern, they see what they see, and they just going by what they see on the news. I hope you never have to go through what we're going through here. Even with the misrepresentation, I hope you don't have to go through that either, because it's really sad. It is extremely sad. And the way the people came up, and they were able to, whatever mess that was made, okay, when it was all said and done, they were able to clean it all up before, 1 o'clock? It was like 1 o'clock, and everything was cleaned up down there. And they were down there protesting. said it was probably the cleanest they've seen the city in that part of the city where they were in a while on that block. It was all done. This ain't something that's days and days later where we're waiting on billions of dollars of damage. No, it's none of that stuff. But if you cut on the news right now, that's what you want to see. The lady even said it today on the news. She said, you know, the media's getting, they're getting one of the news anchors, because I don't know how it is in y'all towns, but some of these news anchors now, some of the stuff they say, they are real. It's like they really, they don't really restrain themselves when they say certain things. So some of these news anchors are really, you find some of them even have to come back after breaks and apologize because they've come out of, and they're human just like the rest of us, but they're on their job. They forget they're on their job, and they'll say certain things. Anyway, it wasn't what she said. It was like the way she, the spirit and how she was saying it. And she was like, you know, we're getting all this, you know, emails and tweets and stuff about, you know, how we're misrepresenting Baltimore and by the coverage we're showing. She actually addressed that. So this isn't just me saying it. And she said, you know, we have to just show, you know, what we see. And we just thought it was important to cover. We know it was other things we could have covered yesterday, but we just chose to cover that because that's what was going on. So she admitted it. They had a choice of what they wanted to cover, and they chose to only show that. And that's what's disgusting. And the sad part is that if I wasn't saying this stuff, and it's nobody's fault, but if I wasn't saying this stuff as part of this network, and you didn't have people like Josh or Pastor that went through it, and I'm not I don't want to offend anybody who has gone through it, like they don't understand what's going on if you have gone through it. Maybe you haven't, because some people never have and never will. All they have is their TV. They are protected. They'll never experience any of this stuff. But it's sad because some people will just have their opinion based off of that. And it makes you wonder in different parts of the world and certain the things that we are shown. You know, they even do that for people over in the Middle East. I hear people all the time that we should just blow them off the map. We should just blow the whole off the map. And I'm like, what the hell? I mean, you mean there's women and children and everything else, and innocent people have nothing to do or don't share those opinions, and you just screw them all because that's your solution. Just wipe them all out. So, you know, they wouldn't show that stuff today. They wouldn't show the children and the protesters handing out cases of water and water bottles to the police officers in line. They wouldn't show them drawing the murals and all that stuff, Love Baltimore and Peace and Baltimore. They wouldn't show none of that stuff on the news. You won't see any of that stuff. You'll see that in pictures. Social media has been helpful in that way, where people have tweeted and shown pictures of that stuff taking place. They even showed footage that wasn't even true. People have put out pictures of pictures of stuff that's been out years ago that has nothing to do with tonight, where they showed people on horses out in the street, and they lied and said, oh, people stole police horses and riding around on the street on a boat on the police horses. Lies! And what are the response? These savages. Look at these savages. I hope they get knocked off the horse and trampled. And this is not even from here. This is the stuff. It is sickening. It is crazy. So I'm sorry. If you think that's all that's going on in Baltimore, and this is what we going through, and we barricaded, locked in. It was even some people that thought, oh my goodness, I'm glad AA cleared that up. I told Tony C earlier that the reason why we weren't on the air was because I was going through whatever here, and that's why we couldn't get on the air last night. For those that were in the chat room, y'all know we were in the chat room waiting. Rage was, we were on Skype with AA and everything, and he was trying to get the thing working. Had nothing to do with what was going on here. But it started somewhere. Maybe they saw that on social. Maybe they saw that on the news too. I don't know. But anyway, I just had to get that out. You know, this wasn't what the show was intended to be. Well, yesterday it probably was going to be a bit of the same thing of what you got tonight. But I had to clear that up because, you know, you need a challenge and question some of the things you see. And if you think that maybe in your area things are fine. Maybe in your area, maybe you live in an area where you don't live around any white people. Maybe you live in an area where you don't live around any black people. Maybe no Asians, no whatever, any type of choose your flavor. But if you go by what you see on TV, you're going to get exactly what you're going to see. If you want to live by what you see, then
what you're going to see is what you're going to get.
That's on you. But Phil been to Baltimore for his whole family here. I doubt if he been here to Orioles game, which is in the heart of Baltimore, in the city, on the west side. And I'm pretty sure that if the city was that bad and this, that, and the other, like the why, I don't think he would have risked bringing his wife and and his son is out here.
I was there last year. I thought it was probably one of the best times I've had out of state.
West side of Baltimore, right there where the arena is, and where
right where it all is. I loved it there. Now, I really want to go back.
Like I said, Baltimore is huge, so where this stuff is happening. Now, where the arena is and where the stadium is and where all that stuff is, that's all on the west side. But guess what? That ain't where in that little small area where that stuff was happening at.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they closed off over there, and I can understand why they did, because if something were to get bigger and spread, they would have to get all these people out of this stadium. A lot of people catch public transportation. A lot of people have to get the garages and stuff. I can understand why they took those measures to not put them in there. And you know what? It was smart of them to do. Better safe than sorry. But to think that, okay, the reason why, you know, they shut down the ball game and everything because these people were ready to raid and run into the stadium. No, they weren't anywhere near the stadium. So I'm just letting y'all know that. And I'm done with that. I went on for I don't know how long. It's almost 12 o'clock, so. You know what? Can we take a little break?
Let's take a break.
Yeah. I'm a tad bit parched. We'll be right back. Let's see. We'll be back. Let's see. Hold on. All right, yeah, we'll be back.
WALOVE 108 FM.
Music hitting your heart, cause I know you got a soul.
Hey.
Listen if you're missing, y'all. Swinging while I'm singing.
Hey.
Giving what you're getting. Knowing what I'm knowing. While the black band's sweating. In the rhythm I'm rolling. Gotta give us what we want. Gotta give us what we need.
Hey.
Our freedom of speech is freedom of death. We got to fight the powers that be. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power.
As the rhythm's designed to bounce with calcium, that's the rhyme. Designed to fill your mind now that you realize the prize arrives. We got to pump the stuff to make it tough. From the heart, it's a start, a work of art to revolutionize, make a change, something strange.
People,
we are the same, no, we're not the same, cause we don't know the game. What we need is awareness, we can't get careless.
You say, what is this?
Yeah. I'm beloved, let's get down to business, mental self-defense of fitness.
Come on!
What we got to say?
Yeah!
Power to the people, no delay.
All right, everybody, welcome back to episode 10 of Freaks and Freaks and Effing Geeks. I'm your host, Lee Champion. I don't even know if I introduced us earlier today. I was and I'm Bushido Brown. That's who you are today.
You saw that
new name? Everybody's seen it. No longer Rage or I don't give a fuck or whatever it is. We're back. I wonder. There's more to talk about a little bit we can hit on besides this. One of the stories you posted today, and you know, I'm no offense to you, Rage. You know I'm going to do it. I had to check around to see other places reporting this. Yo, tell us about this shit with Bumblebee and the dude at the Bumblebee thing.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
Because so it was real.
It is real. It came from NBC New York. Give me a second. I got to look for real quick. But apparently... a guy got cooked with I think it was 12,000 pounds of tuna and died from it.
He got trapped in there and cooked.
He got cooked.
They violated the safety regulations and the worker got cooked. And with the tuna.
Smoked tuna.
Yo, let me tell you, look, hey, especially Mr. EX, if you're listening, because I know you probably throw down on the tuna, because
I love tuna.
That protein in. Yo, if you got Bumblebee, check, because you might have got
you might have got a finger or.
Hey, Double A, I know you don't like seafood, but look. You see how you feel about tuna, Double A, how you feel about seafood? That's how I feel about pork. Can't stand it. I feel the exact same way about pork.
Yeah, here it is right here. Bumblebee Foods and two employees were charged Monday with violating safety regulations in the death of a California worker who was cooked in an industrial oven with tons of tuna part, prosecutors say.
That's some nasty shit right there.
Prosecutors say Jose Molina was cleaning a 35-foot-long oven at the company's Santa Fe Springs plant in 2012 when co-workers loaded it with 12,000 pounds of tuna and turned it on. Temperatures in the oven reached over 270 degrees during the two-hour process. It's fucked up.
And so you know what? I know, because working at jobs, I know how some of these managers are, again, people in these positions abusing their power. I ain't gonna ask nobody to do something I wouldn't do myself. And there's some things I would do myself that I wouldn't ask anybody else to do. Like, I remember one day I was managing Walmart, and the dude, couldn't get something to go all the way down inside the compactor. And he was like, "You want me jump in there and jump up?" I was like, "What, are you crazy? No." "Oh, well, Assistant Manager John, he has me do." I'm like, "Oh, don't you ever get in there inside the compactor. Climb in there and start jumping." No.
But I like tuna. I just made some a couple days ago.
It all depends on how you make it or prepare it. It's fine. Double A don't like no seafood at all. That's like when he did that taste challenge with that pulled pork. I had to cut that shit off. I could not stand. And I'm not, I don't knock people. People like what they like, because I'm not going to knock them for liking it, but I can't stand no fucking pork.
What's so vile about tuna?
He don't like seafood.
Oh, please.
No. You had one with pulled pork that you did back in like 2010, 2011. It was, I forget who it was by. It was pulled pork. I'm going to find it. Pork. He was talking about it on the air. It was pulled pork. Don't try to Double A. Don't do it. No, I'm going to find that shit. He was talking about pulled pork. Either way, I know you eat pork. You talked about eating pork and everything else. Them dirty ass, nasty, smelly ass pigs eat every damn thing. Eat their own shit and everything else. And then turn around. Oh shit, he gonna try to go find. Oh, no, I don't want audio. I want you to tell me. You know what? Let's move on, because I ain't. I'm not. Fuck it, let's talk about some pork. Let me see what we got to say. Alright, let's find out. Let's see. What's another story we got on here? They talking about this mother who went out there and got her son, and okay, good. They shouldn't have been out there to begin with. It starts at home. Whoever you are, whatever your race, creed, really, whatever it is, it starts at home. And you know what? I grew up in the hood too. So, you know, it's about some things come down to personal decisions too. Cause you can say whatever you want to say to your children, but you know what? They got to make the decisions when they get older. There you go. That's right. Mr. EX, the Tune of Creations. That's what's up. That shit already, that shit expensive though. That shit is expensive. Them Tune of Creations. Cause they charge you like $2 and some change. Well, at least here, I say here, $2 and some change. Cause this shit already got like the flavor. It's already done, and it's a little bit. It's enough for, you know, just your one little serving, whatever. But yeah, that'll do it for you. But yeah, Budweiser beer withdraws slogan after some say it promotes rape culture. More Baltimore, talk about more Baltimore rides. I tell you, no wonder people thinking it's crazy over here, because that's all you fucking can see is them talking about Baltimore. This is balderdash. This is hogwash. This is crazy. Where the hell is Rage at? No, tuna's not up there with chicken spread. Not at all. Rage. Oh, we lost Rage. We lost Rage.
I probably can step in here for a second.
Please do, because we lost Rage.
Of course you lost Rage. Listen, tuna seafood is vile.
Nope, it's tuna, not. I don't care what you sit on this phone and say. We're going to have to agree to disagree, because you don't like seafood, but half the shit you eat is just, ugh. That processed pastry, all that sugar. Fucking sugar. Sugar, sugar, sugar.
While you say that, I'm going to take a bite out of my mint Oreos.
And can I tell you something? Mm-hmm. Look on the back of your Oreo thing. See where it says Montelez International?
Yeah.
I work there. That's one of the places I work at. I don't eat that shit.
It's okay. Well, it tastes good.
All I'm saying is,
listen, just because tuna is laced with a little bit of human doesn't make it good. I just don't like it. I don't like the taste of it. I don't like the smell. It grosses me out.
And you know what? Just because those pigs that you eat are laced with everything, shit, flies, slop, everything that don't nobody else want. You know, I mean, whatever. It is what it is. You can't sit up there and tell me that that nasty, foul, disgusting-ass pig that you eat is any better than some tuna fish.
Listen,
I'm not. Look, there's better things you can eat than tuna fish. But you can't sit up there and tell me that nasty-ass, dirty-ass fucking pig, that nasty, disgusting-ass, that whatever, all it belongs
to. Hey, man, pulled pork is good. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, no, like I said, if you want to eat it, that's fine. But, you know, I mean, motherfuckers will eat any and all parts of the pig, and that shit is, pigs will eat any and, look, I'm like this, just because something's an animal don't mean you're supposed to eat it.
I'm
serious. Some people believe that, you know, if it's an animal, then we can go around and eat. I don't see people around eating gorillas. I'm pretty sure somebody is.
Listen, just because you had bad pork chops growing up as a kid.
Oh, that shit was all nasty. That just fucking pigs in general nasty.
Pork is not bad.
Ain't no
man.
Different than eating. Look, pigs ain't no different than rats and crows and whatever else. They will eat anything.
The one part of the pig I will not eat is pig feet, bottom line.
Look, if people like it, you have the right to like what you like. But don't sit up there
and eat
that. All I'm saying is, AA, don't sit up there and you eat that nasty ass fucking pig, and then you sit up there and got something to say about tuna fish. You can't do that. You can't do it. If you eat that nasty ass pig, you can't. Now, I can see if I was talking about that chicken spread. Do you know why? Because that chicken spread probably got pig in it. So go ahead and have that. But you know where in the world you going to sit up there and you eat a nasty-ass nasty-ass sloppy, stinky-ass fucking pig.
It's a good thing
and
I...
You sit there and tell me the tuna fish is vile.
Listen.
I don't care if they pull it, fried, stick it in an apple in his mouth.
It's just a little ham once in a while, a little bacon here and there. That's as far as I go. A little sausage once in a while. But listen, I don't, you know, Christmas time, okay, the Cubans, they roast up a whole pig and things like that, but I don't go and party with them and stuff my mouth with swine. No.
And you're right, chicken and a lot of this stuff is no better, but it depends on how it's raised. But pigs, naturally, look, chickens naturally. Naturally. Not how they treat chickens on their own. But chickens naturally will not eat what a pig will eat. A pig will eat fucking a dead animals and everything else a pig will eat. They even had a video. I know you've seen that shit where the pig was eating a dead dog.
Eating what?
The pig was eating a dead dog.
Oh my God. That's disgusting.
I'm just saying, all I'm saying is this, like, I'm not knocking it. And to some people, y'all have y'all taste and flavors what you want. But I'm just saying, I don't knock people that eat the pig directly.
Let me ask you something.
You never heard me say shit about pig. People eat pigs, so double A wanted to fuck with us eating tuna fish. And I have
to. Let me ask you something. Do you believe that Chinese restaurants be cooking dogs and cats? Rats.
Some of them, hell yeah, some of them do.
Rage, if you ever go to the mall, I'm going to tell you this, and then I'm going to let you guys get back to doing your own thing. I'll go back to the shadows. If you ever go to the mall and they give you the free samples, trust me, 9 times out of 10, the free sample tastes different than the actual dish.
Hell yeah, they cook up the stuff and they get you over there and you get that shit and it tastes like, hey, look, that's why when you go to something, to all our Asian, Chinese, whatever listeners, this no offense, but I'm still trying to figure out how every fucking thing, no matter what you order, how much of what you order, no matter what you order or how much of it you order is always ready in 10 minutes. Explain that to me. I don't care. You can order enough for a party of 8, or you can order something for yourself. I don't care what you order or how much you order. It's always 10 minutes. And I don't care what you consider. And the thing is this. You got a question when you go to certain places and you order stuff like they might have duck on the menu or this, that, and the other. Because you got to wonder how many times a week somebody orders something like that.
I think about that.
And if people don't order it too often, that means it's not rotated, so it's kind of sitting.
You know what I don't like? And I'm going to tell you. You like Chick-fil-A, and I like Chick-fil-A. But I won't go to Chick-fil-A on Monday.
Why?
Because they closed on Sunday.
Because they closed on Sunday, exactly.
Oh, so you think they're feeding you less? So that you think they're feeding like their customers like leftovers and shit?
That's any place for me. A lot of places I will not go to as soon as they open.
Yeah, I won't go as soon as they open either.
Because I think they're giving you the shit. Like, at fast food, like, if you do order, I don't care what fast food, or most restaurants you go to, you got to be careful going to some of them when they are, and Rage, you know this, you got to go be careful when you go to some places right before they're about to close.
Yeah.
Because they'll start, you got the person, and they ready to get out of there as soon as they can after the door is locked. So,
they put their best work into it.
They don't have a person on this board, and a person on fries, and this and the other. They don't have one person taking orders, making drinks, and peep through that window. You might see their ass run back into the kitchen and make your food. Don't wash their hands. A person drop a broom on the floor. This, that, and the other. So, yeah, you got to watch. You have got to watch. You got to watch when you buy certain things, this, that, and the other, because you don't know what the hell you're getting. Subway, too. They had an article on Subway, talk about Subway years ago about how they lettuce and how it was maggots and stuff in their lettuce and all that.
I believe
KFC. I remember seeing an article that KFC chicken had maggots in it.
No, KFC in Baltimore, they said somebody, you can look this up on YouTube, it was an article, and I know where this KFC is. I used to live around there, and not KFC, it was Popeyes. Said that it was a fried up mouse that somebody had. They went home. They got their Sunday bucket. When they got home, I guess a mouse got in the batter, cooked that shit up, and it was all on the. Oh, the worst one was, and that dude who got his Chinese food, and it was I'll never forget this was on the news. And when they showed him on the news, he was still brushing his teeth. Me and my friends laughed about that for the longest time. He had a used condom inside his Chinese food.
What?
And you know, some people eat straight out the box. You know what I'm saying? They don't pour that stuff on a plate. And he eating.
Yeah, there's a photo of like a baby rat in somebody's Chinese food, right? I'm sure that's been all over Facebook.
When you don't prepare your stuff at home, you don't know what you get. You don't know what type of stuff you. And when you work in food service, you don't know what you. And look, if you walk into a restaurant and it's dirty, just think to yourself, if this is the dirt they allow you to see, what aren't they letting you see and what don't you see in the bag? If you walk in there in the bag, if you walk into a restaurant and the bathroom is dirty, piss all over the place, and it's this, that, and the other, and you walk out, the table's dirty, and this is what they allow you to see. And they're not even busy. It's not even a rush. I can see if, you know, they have one dining room hostess walking around trying to get everything ordered, and they doing like maybe like $2,000 lunch or whatever, what have you. But look, all I'm saying is that if that's what they don't let you see, I mean, that's what they let you see, just watch it, because that'll be my seriously. These dirty asses at these in food service. No, because it's the way I see it is this. There are certain jobs that you have. You should take pride in any job that you decide to do. But there are some jobs you do that, if you screw up, it's not the end of the world. It's not affecting anybody. For example, if on my job, one of my jobs I have, I can't, there's really no room for error. Okay? And then another one, if I put something in the wrong place or this, that, and the other, okay, it's not really a big deal depending on what it is. But when you got people at the bank, you don't want them messing up, not with your money. They don't put a zero where they're supposed to put a zero, miss a digit, that can be a big deal. You got a surgeon who's performing a surgery, that could be a big deal. Which reminds me, this is off on a tangent, but I'm just curious to know. You know, in places where they have earthquakes and like California, I'll just throw that out there. You know, they're more likely to have an earthquake than we are here. And what measures they have in place if someone is in the middle of a serious surgery, procedure, operation, and shit starts shaking. That's you couldn't perform on me out there. You have to come back. You had to come back over out east somewhere, because ain't no in the world you got shit shaking and you performing some type of procedure. No, that's crazy. And even with them, I mean, you got to be careful with them. The anesthesiologists give you too much or not enough, and you wake up in the middle. They have cases of that. These people are human too, where they wake up in the middle of surgeries, or look, the doctor and the surgeon, and they sewed up a glove inside a person. They walking around wondering why they got a pain. They didn't drop Skittles or some shit, or surgical knives
in the body.
They done sewed them all up. They talk about women who had C sections and they just throw the organs back up in there, and then you sew them back up. You laughing? But how the hell you?
I know that's true. That's true. It's like, I believe it.
It's like when you get your car service, you don't know nothing about a car. You might take your car for one thing, and they come out tell you four or five things wrong with it. Ain't shit wrong with your car, and they tell you it is. They go park it in the corner for 45 minutes. You have you thinking they working on it, and they ain't done nothing to charge you $300-$400. How do you know? You don't know what happened. You don't know. I'm being serious. These are things you don't know. If you don't know yourself, you don't know. So that's all I'm saying.
That's just seriously?
That's what I'm serious. I mean, like, these people in these professions, you know what I'm saying? I think if everybody just step it up on their own personal professions and shit. Like AA, that stack of paper on your desk. You know that. And you have almost double the size?
Yes.
That means you had to stand up every time you had to get something that stack of things.
I can reach.
And you a tall dude. That means you would have to stand up, reach up to grab. If it was double that size.
That's scrap paper.
It's scrap paper. You couldn't make two piles?
I don't want to take up more space on my desk.
Whatever.
Right, listen.
Anybody who has not seen a picture of this man's desk and this scrap paper, it's like something out of a cartoon.
Listen, the pile was double the size. It tipped over one day when I was at my desk, nearly knocked me out of my chair.
Shit.
Okay? And now the portion that fell is sitting in a box on the other side of the desk. So there's a huge box of scrap on the floor in the back that is not in that picture.
You know what?
Wow,
so,
man.
Matt E. Legend said that, and I want to ask him about this, and I know I got a feel he'll be real. It don't seem like he'll sugarcoat nothing. Because I was watching the documentary years ago, and they were talking about this with the healthcare and everything, and not just over in Canada. I'm assuming you're from Canada, Matty Legend. I believe so. If yes, then just put it in the chat. We like on a 60-second delay. I'll keep talking. But there's certain places where, okay. So there's certain places, you know, like over in France and stuff, with medication, they've talked about the price and how even in Cuba and stuff, people don't have to pay you know, some of the ridiculous prices that people here have to pay in the States. But I heard, and it's, as soon as we all found that out here, a lot of people were like, I'm moving to Canada. You know, I want to go to Canada. But, and I heard you can, like, go into Walmart and you can get, some people go to Walmart and stuff if they were traveling to the States and up their insurance and all that stuff before they got here because they couldn't take the risk of coming here and getting stuck in our hospitals and having to pay some of that stuff. So, but I heard that, and this could just be Fox News, of course. I don't know if it was even on Fox News, but it could be somebody of, you know, how things get skewed. So I got to ask somebody who was from there that y'all have to, like, to sometimes to get certain things done because it is free, it takes forever. Like, to see a doctor, and it takes forever to make appointments and that. And that could be some places here. Is that true? You know, let us know if it takes a little longer. You know, some people say it takes a long time for them to see. If they want to see their particular doctor, they might not be able to, you know, for them to get certain procedures done and everything because they don't have to pay for that stuff. Then, you know, it takes forever.
If that's the case,
then
I'm canceling my flight.
Actually, see, that's one of the things you need to do, too. You especially need to do your... Okay, he says, only some is free to stuff. I need is a rip-off of stuff like sleep... Okay, sleep pills for me is free. And that's kind of what I thought, okay. So, no, it's true. No, what he said is true. Only some of it is free. And that's the thing. So he's explained that some of it is... And that's what I thought, you know. Some of it is free. Not everything is. Some of the stuff isn't. So it's not totally free when it comes to certain things. So that makes sense. Because some people, you know, and over here, we just assume from the way they tell it that y'all don't pay for shit. Like, y'all just walk in there, get what you need, and walk the fuck back out. They make it seem like, don't they? Ray's ready to get on it. He's ready to save up his lunch money and get on the plane. This new Skype, I cannot figure out. This new Skype is telling me I got two messages.
I hate Skype. It's telling me I got two messages,
but it won't let me read the messages.
Look. Oh, you got to click on the little message button that's blinking on the corner.
Where? Well, it's down in my little toolbar at the bottom, I see where it says I have a message. I've read all the messages that I got from here, from this call. Why can't I see anything else from...
See, this is why we need to go to Uber.
No, this is why I need one of my children to wake up to show me how to use this shit, because they don't even, never used it. They've never used it, but I guarantee they'll figure it out in 10 seconds.
We need Uber. This is unacceptable. I've had too many Skype issues tonight, but whatever. I guess I'll get into my Rage Against the Machine and we'll close out tonight.
Who said we closing out? We go.
Hey, you gotta work. I gotta work.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you in the house now. I'm not fooling Mr. EX. Show me. You know what? I want Mr. EX to come to Baltimore and eat. I showed Double A this a while ago. He put it on the rant a while ago. Double A, you remember Captain Harvey's? When I showed you that video of Captain Harvey's, when they took the roll and they were just dumping meat on top of it and they served it open face. I don't know if Double A remember that. I got to show Double A that video again. I'll put it in the group page. I think Mr. EX will fuck that up because I know some big people that can't even finish that sub. And this, whatever he's showing me, this dude. But, you know, when he lift the way he lift, you got to eat. So, I mean, that's you got to eat if you're lifting heavy. So, yeah, all right.
So, did you hear about the challenge that's going down on SummerSlam pre-show?
I heard part of it, but
me and Brian are going to get into it.
I heard you screaming about, I want this!
I'm not scared. I want this.
I thought he was playing up a promo of some wrestling promo at first. I'm like, I want that!
Me and Mr. X are going to have a nice old-fashioned White Castle eating contest.
Okay.
At Phil's house.
Y'all ass is going to bust open. Like, when y'all get to the bathroom, they only show these people eating this stuff. You know what one of the craziest stuff is? When they show these people and, like, they shove in the last bit in their mouth and you see them trying to hold it. And they just go, oh my gosh. Oh my god, that shit gonna be so crazy.
So I guess I'll get into my room.
So yeah, he told me it's true. Yeah, he said it. He said most hospital doctors full officers are full of TFWs and Asians who can't speak English. I'm lucky I've had some the same doctor my whole life, so I'm very fortunate. Full families waiting to see doctors. Yeah, so I mean that's one of the things they were talking about. Some people are waiting to see doctors. It's free, but they can't get seen. So there's pros and cons to everything. I mean, grass ain't always green on the other side. But then again, I mean, some of these doctor bills follow some people for the rest of their lives, so I'm not fucking around. This shit right here, Brian is not playing. This dude, he got footage of him. He has pictures of him eating the shit. And if you look on his face, the one picture from the side, he looked like, oh my god. Like, and he's got a determined JBL look. Y'all remember how JBL was back in like 2004 or 5, where when he was like, look like when someone would piss him off and he get that look like, I'm about to take. This one picture he got, it looks like he's about to give somebody the clothesline from hell. I'm not lying. Oh, let me talk about that shit. So did I tell you? Guess who the fuck? Okay, everybody who knows me, Lex knows. I was little, I was a huge Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles fan. And I'm not too picky when it comes to some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles things because, you know, I mean, if I don't like it, I don't watch it. I don't bitch about it. I just don't watch it. And if I do watch it, you know, I mean, I look at it like things aren't going to be the same as the comic. Things aren't going to be the same as the 87 cartoon. The 2000 cartoon was probably the one that was most faithful to what the Turtles were. But a lot of people, because they were so used to the 87 cartoon, they didn't know. Anyway, before there's any big whatever about what I'm about to say. All right, so when they did Baxter Stockman in the comic books originally, Baxter Stockman was a black scientist. Originally, back in 84, he was a scientist. He was a black man. When they did the cartoon in 87 that we all grew up with, they made him into the nerdy white guy. So, in this new one, guess who the hell they got playing as Baxter Stockman if you change Mutant Ninja Turtles rate? Oh, gosh. I can't believe this shit. And I'm not saying the dude gonna do a bad job, because
who is it?
Tyler Perry.
I'm not lying. He's gonna be in the next Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie as Baxter Stockman. Uh-huh. Yes, he is. I'm not lying.
Baxter Stockman.
Baxter Stockman is going to be Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry is going to be Baxter Stockman. Madea. Madea Angelo.
Get ready to shoot up that screen because that's going to be terrible. Madea. I'm calling it. It's going to be terrible.
Madea Angelo. You know one more thing I want to do before we get on. Okay. Before we get off, so you know how they take every town has different music. Like, I'm sure in Jersey they may have a different style of music. In New York they have a different style of music. In DC they have what's called go-go. In Baltimore we have Baltimore Club. I'm sure in Florida, Ohio, California, different parts, they have different styles, okay? So, and then they have different, like, different places that have, like, trap music and whatever. Sometimes they'll take different things like children's songs and what is it called? Like, they'll take a Dora the Explorer and make it into a song, right?
Yeah. My sister eats that shit up.
Alright, so these children at the school, some of these little pre-Ks and some of the other, so apparently they like this Little Einsteins. Well, they've made a, looking it up on YouTube, I come across the Little Einsteins remix. And let's see if we can hold on. Let's see if we can play this.
But yeah, I hate when they do that shit with the music. They take like children's songs and they put it with these beats. It's so corny.
No, but it's funny. Imagine you at the club and you getting it down or whatever, boom, boom, boom. And you hear Lil Einstein, you hear this. Wait a minute.
Let's see if he'll play. Oh, sugar. Hold on. Oh, I fucking hate Skype. Why can't I? Gosh.
Skype is horrible.
This new Skype, and you know, it forced me. All right, let's try it. Them little kids will memorize that shit.
Yeah, that's the exact same shit.
They will memorize that shit. Word. Word.
Put Magic School. I'm challenging somebody to do that with Magic School Bus.
They probably already have. Joshy, I don't know if they changed it. Because I'm a little older now and I haven't been to the club. But back when I was in the 90s, it was Baltimore Club. Baltimore Club music. They never considered us really. I can't say that. I don't know what happened in the early aughts if it changed, but back in the 90s and stuff, because we used to cut it on Friday nights. We used to play video games, and we wouldn't listen always to the video game music. We cut the video games down and blast 92Q, because back when 92Q actually played good music, you know. We would play that on Friday nights, unless you get your mixtapes. You buy mixtapes. I think Double A used to sell tapes in school. Everybody had their little whatever they listened to, whatever was popular. You get your little mixtapes and you sell them for like what, $5-$10 or whatever, and you were good for a while. Different tracks. It was like DJ Booby track 40 or whatever, and then you get that, and then boom. Back when you had cassette tapes, but I know that, you know, some people don't know what. You ever had a cassette tape, Rage? See, Double A sold CDs. They ain't had cassette tape. But you had a cassette tape? You ever had a beta? You ever seen a beta?
Betamax.
Yeah, you ever seen one of them?
No.
No? You ever seen a laser disc?
Sort of.
How big was it?
Wait, you said a laser disc?
Yeah.
No, I've never seen those.
Let me know anybody if y'all ever seen a laser disc. Hey, I want to know if y'all seen if y'all ever seen a laser disc. They some big ass discs. They are. They were huge. Let me see. I'm slowing down. I'm not on point like I am because I can't see certain things because of the Skype. Yeah, we all know Double A had his obsession with Crisscross. Double A, did you wear your shit backwards? I never forget this one dude. No. I never forget this dude named Brandon came on the bus stop one day, and he wore his shit backwards, and we got on his ass the whole day in school for doing that shit. I mean, he had the pants on, the coat. He was like, could y'all button up? It was like, what the fuck? Are you serious? He was in 10th. Was he in 10th? He was in 9th grade. He came to school with his shit on backwards.
You talking about the song Crisscross?
No, it was a group. Not Crisscross Applesauce Rage. It was a group called Chris Kelly and Chris. Did one of them pass away or one of them got real
sick?
Yeah,
the wiggity wax shit.
Did one of them die? Didn't one of them die like a couple of years ago? I think.
Yeah.
Because one of them got real sick. Like, one of them looked like Kane. Chris Kelly died. Was he the one that was like Kane where he didn't have eyebrows and hair and all that? I can't remember, but.
Daddy Maga Mickey. Jump, Chris Cross, jump.
That shit.
Maddie Legend got laser disc. Pastor said he got his crater foot. Pastor Dell, you got now. Pastor Dell, I'm about to take it there. Surf ain't on the phone. I know. Pastor Dell, you got any 45s? And see, the thing was this: when I was little, in order to watch play the 45s, you had to have the 45 had a bigger hole in it. The records were smaller, but the holes were bigger in the middle, in the center. So you had to have this little plastic piece that you put on the record player to put it on. And to this day, I still can't figure out how the hell my parents always knew where to start the beginning of the song was on a damn. Like, they always just got it right there. I think you counted the number of grooves in, and that's where the song started. Anyway, the shit we getting through, now you can listen to. You ain't even got to listen to an iPod no more. You can have all your music on your cell phone. Yep. See how far we came? Y'all some spoiled motherfuckers. Y'all, you don't know how spoiled you are, because back then, you know all the shit we had to carry back in the day?
Yeah,
listen, this is what we had to carry.
The big-ass boombox.
You had to carry a watch for time. Now, I'm not going back that far. I'll just go back to the 90s. To tell a time, you had to have a watch. For somebody to get in contact with you, you had to have a pager. If you didn't have you could use your pager as your watch if you wanted to. But if you were in school, you weren't supposed to have a beeper or a pager. So you had to have the watch to tell the time. And then you had your beeper so people could reach you. You had to have either your Walkman or your CD man, whatever it was. And you had to have the headphones that came with it, or you got the bigger headphones we wore. In order to do your math, you had to have your TI-81 or 82 or 83 calculators, those big scientific calculators. You had to have, just think of the most of the things you use for to carry information around. You didn't have jump drives and all that stuff. You had to carry either a floppy disk or your hard. Back in the day, dude, you had to have some stuff. Oh, and then if you had the CD man or the Walkman, you better make sure the batteries are fresh, because it wasn't nothing like getting out the house. You got your favorite mix or whatever you about to play or whatever it is, and then that shit short out.
Yep.
So, remember how we used to cheat in school with the TI-81 calculators and all that stuff? Yo, we would put... Oh, you let somebody borrow your calculator. You put all the answers inside and let them borrow your calculator. Now, everything you want, all in your cell phone. Everything. You don't need a watch. You don't need any... All you got to do is have your little headphones rolling. Everything you got in your cell phone. Watch movies on there. All of that. Anyway, go ahead and do your Rage Against the Machines so we can get out of here, because I know we all having some fun. Thanks, everybody, sticking around. It's 12:30, and we still got, 13 people in the chat and 21 listeners. But let's go ahead and wrap up. We want to respect y'all time. Y'all got to get out of here. So, Rage, why don't you go ahead and do your Rage Against the Machine, and we'll get out of here.
So, my Rage Against the Machine.
That'll be good.
This might be a little bit of jealousy coming out of my part, and I don't mean to offend anybody. And I'm not going to.
Oh, no, before you start, Double A said the research of the catalog. Who remembers the car catalog and the Dewey Decimal System?
Yeah, I remember the car catalog and the Dewey Decimal System.
No, you don't. Use a line one. You don't remember no.
Yeah, Dewey I do. Decimal I know system. What the Dewey Decimal System is.
You don't remember no car catalog.
Yeah, I do remember the car catalog.
Your age, what year were you born?
93.
You born in 93. So you didn't get to school until 98 is when you started kindergarten.
Maybe a little bit earlier, but yes.
Okay, so we'll say 97 if you want to say you got there 4 years old in kindergarten. If that's what you want to say. But I'll say this. So by the time you got in school, they all had internet already. You don't know what life is like without a microwave, cell phones, internet. You don't know what life is like without that stuff. You have no clue what it's like not to have an internet, not to have cell phones, not to have microwaves, not to have... You have no clue what it's like not to have cable TV. Like, you just don't know, do you?
I don't think so.
So then when that shit... So, like, if the power go out, you just sink down into a stupor. Like, you just don't know what to do.
How do you know?
I'm asking. Like, if the power went out, like, you couldn't charge your phone, you couldn't. I don't know if some of y'all might remember. I don't know what it was. Probably like 3-4 years ago. I don't know. Maybe about 3 years ago when we lost power here up along the East Coast. I think I lost power for 5 days.
Something like that.
Asking you, so what did you do for 5 days?
I went to sleep. And then what I did was.
You went into hibernation?
No, shut up.
I went to
bed early for like a few days, which was hard. And
you went to sleep for a few days, so you hibernated until that shit was over.
No. When it was day, I was up. When it was night, I was asleep. And then when the power had came on from my grandmother's house, and me, my cousin, and all of us, we flocked over to her house. We were there for about a week or two, and then my power came back on, and then that's when I went back home. This is when I was living in Neptune.
So my man said he went to sleep. No, went hibernating. I said, "Fuck this," and went. You went you went Snorlax for real, huh? You lived up to it.
Shut up. Let me do my shit. Okay.
So, I'm sorry, Pastor Del, for going old school and cutting the show. Maybe next time we'll drag a little longer. Anyway, go ahead, Rage.
So, my Rage Against the Machine is going to be on Jewish kids. I said,
you know what?
It's going to be on Jewish kids.
All Jewish kids?
No, just hear me out.
You going to talk about me too?
Huh?
I'm a Jew.
He should have been listening. He should have been listening.
I'm being honest. You talking about me too?
Can you shut up and listen?
I'm being serious. Am I part of this? What you about to talk about?
No, you're not. No, you're from the way the story is, you're probably not. But just listen. So I read a story on this kid, right? Normal Jewish kid. He had a bar mitzvah. He was I guess he was turning 13 or whatever. And somehow, some way, he got Nicki Minaj to come to his bar mitzvah. Now, the parents, they weren't like famous or whatnot. They were fucking dentists. His parents were just fucking dentists.
You said you were jealous. You did start this off by saying you were jealous, right?
I am beyond fucking jealous.
You read the whole article?
I am. Huh? Yeah, I read the whole article. I don't, like, to me, how did this kid...
Did these people have a lot of money?
Ass, huh?
Were they normal or did they have a lot of money?
We're talking fucking normal. His parents were dentists. Nothing more. Nicki Minaj... They got Nicki Minaj to come to this 13-year-old kid's bar mitzvah? That's bullshit. Why are some of these Jewish kids getting everything they want? It's not fair. Like, how come he gets to have Nicki Minaj come to his bar mitzvah, but I can't have Mia Khalifa come to my 22nd birthday party?
Well, the article said they were millionaires. Said the father was a millionaire.
I don't give a shit. That
changes the whole your whole segment.
But it doesn't matter.
No, because your whole thing said you said.
But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter though. It's not.
It does
like
matter.
But these kids' parents, they weren't world famous and whatnot.
Rage.
They weren't world famous.
Rage. They what? Paid for her to be there. She didn't come for free. Your whole Rage Against the Machine.
I don't give a shit.
You know what this does?
I don't care.
You know what this does to what? Your Rage Against the Machine? Your whole Rage Against the Machine is now null and void.
Null and void my ass. Fuck that. I'm jealous because I want to know why is it this kid gets to have Nicki Minaj
because they
and
have
I can't
money.
Have I can't have five? I can't have a simple stripper come to my birthday party.
Okay, do you want the answer?
It's not fair.
You want the answer because they have money. And if you had that money, you probably
bullshit.
Can't
Nicki Minaj. I don't want Nicki Minaj per se. I want Mia Khalifa. That's all I want. Nothing more. Is that too much to ask?
Well, if you become a millionaire, you get a little
bit of money. These kids get everything they want.
I'm pretty sure Mia Khalifa got a website.
I feel like Hollywood discriminates on people that aren't Jewish.
No, I feel like that you are. It has nothing to do with them being Jewish. It has the fact
that it does have something to do with them being Jewish.
Your whole rage against the machine is null and void.
I did not talk to you seriously. Don't talk through my rage against the machine.
No, because I'm just saying.
Don't talk through mine. But what is not fair? I want Mia Khalifa. I want me and Khalifa to come to my 22nd birthday party. Bottom line, that's it. And that's what I want. If I can't have that, then Hollywood is obviously discriminating against people who aren't Jewish. Period, end of story.
When your daddy give you that $28 an hour job, then maybe your daddy can get you me and Khalifa to come to your 22nd birthday party. All right. Go talk to your daddy on that job.
It's not fair, man.
Maybe he can look into Mia Khalifa's soul. And after he fuck her, he can get her to come over to your 22nd birthday party.
It's just, I want...
So let me ask you, they sent to this 13-year-old, I'm pretty sure he's 13, this is Bar Mitzvah, so they sent Nicki Minaj to come over to sing and dance to him. He's a million, you know, and who knows, because...
Hollywood loves the Jews.
You want a porn star who is...
Yeah, I want a porn star.
Who's documented with his footage shown of her... sucking other people's dicks and everything else to do what at your birthday party?
Just attend. That's it.
You want
Nicki just attended? What did Nicki do at the party? Nothing. She just attended. That's all I want. Just a simple, how you doing? Shake hands, take pictures, and get the fuck out. Simple.
I see a picture of Mia Khalifa and Drake. Mia Khalifa and...
Drake is always trying to get with some porn star.
You are too.
Yeah, but Drake is always trying to get with a porn star.
You
I'm
are
not
too.
Always.
You just said yeah, but yes, you are too.
Yeah, but him.
You are
all he
too.
Does but he's chased. I don't chase porn stars. I chase after classy women. Thank you
no.
very much.
Oh my God! Wait a minute. You just said you wanted a porn star to come to your birthday party. Why can't you have? You're jealous because this boy got me. And then at the same time.
You got Nicki Minaj.
Why did she have Mia Khalifa with a Maryland dress? She has a dress made out of the Maryland flag. And Drake. Mia Khalifa calls out Drake. She called Drake out. She didn't call you out. But you know what? Drake got money. Calls out Drake for wanting to hook up with her. So Drake said he wants to hook up with Mia Khalifa. And you saying that you saying it's wrong for him to want to go after her.
Go eat a dick.
You are such a hypocrite.
And bullshit.
Your whole Rage Against the Machine was null and void, buddy.
I didn't talk to you seriously.
No,
don't talk to my Rage Against the Machine anymore. Don't do that. That's rude.
Whole
I didn't do that to you. I didn't do that. I didn't do that to yours. How did you do it to mine? Why you always got to do that?
Your whole Rage Against the Machine was...
I don't care. Why must you always talk to mods and I never talk to yours?
You wanted to bitch about Jewish
children. That's exactly what I did. I don't deny it. I wanted to bitch.
Jewish children.
I wanted to bitch about...
Being able to... And because your story didn't work...
Because this little Jewish kid got to get Nicki Minaj and I couldn't... Because that's exactly what I wanted to do. I wanted to bitch. And it's not fair. I don't care if I'm embarrassed. I'm jealous. It's not fair. It's not fair that Hollywood always discriminates on anybody that isn't a Jew.
Oh, goodness gracious. You know, it's I thought
fair.
You just got to blame everybody for other stuff. You just got to do it.
So fuck Nicki Minaj. If she got...
Wait. How you going to say fuck Nicki Minaj? You just said you jealous because she was there. And now it's fuck her.
Because
the last
she obviously
girl
has it. She's obviously discriminating against anybody that isn't Jewish.
Well, maybe we got to get Nicki Minaj on the show and see if that. Well, let me check with the board first and see if that's acceptable. If the listeners agree, we'll get Nicki Minaj on the show to comment since you said fuck Nicki Minaj. She's only allowed on one time, though. One time only. Once in a lifetime.
Mm hmm.
Or else, AA will hear Let me stop. That was going to be my seriously, but I calmed down. And you know what? Let me just say this, and I'm not picking on it in one individual, but I'll just say this for everybody in general, okay? That way Double A don't ever have to say it. I'll be the one. This shit we do is, you don't pay to listen to this, okay? Any podcast you listen to, unless you shelling out money for it, it's free. You don't pay to listen to it, all right? So, you may do it to other people. Don't come at me, all right? I'm offended. Don't come at me telling me what you do and don't want to hear on my fucking podcast.
Our podcast.
Me and the boys podcast. Don't tell me who comes on the air and who doesn't, and she better not be on there next time. Don't come with that shit.
Even though it wasn't even the same person that he was talking about.
I don't care. I'm just going out to anybody. You joke. If you don't like what we talk about,
turn the fucking radio off.
And that goes for anything. And I'm talking about for myself included. If it's something I don't like, don't listen. Period. This ain't trying to talk, shit. This is just being real. If you don't like something, you just don't listen. All right? That's just plain and simple. Fast forward through, you don't listen. There's been plenty of podcasts where I cut on and I was like, this just ain't for me. And I just don't listen to it anymore. Point blank, period.
Yep.
But leave that man alone. He got the whole stack of paper, scratch paper on his desk that he got to go through. He ain't got time for your bullshit, sending him messages about who is that and the other is on other shows on the network. That's just petty, tedious shit. Leave that shit alone. I ain't got time for all that, all right? So, no.
I was going to talk about something else, but I think we put that shit to bed, so I'm not going to do it.
Oh yeah, and that whole let's go ahead and say what you got to say. That shit's over. We do what we do for entertainment purposes, and it ain't because of the message that came through today. But that shit is over.
Well, you know what? Screw it. Stop. Can people like not try and start like some sort of war between shows and do real petty shit?
Ain't no war between shows. It's between individuals.
It's a war between individuals, and.
Let's just call it what it is. A group of people that don't like you, Rage.
Huh?
It's just a group of people that don't like you.
There's a group of people that don't like me, and I know that they don't like me. But they went to a degree that I would have never thought would have been done. And for that...
Well, I wouldn't blame them for that, because I would have did the same thing if I was able to.
Yeah, but, this particular individual said...
Oh, you think because certain people don't like you, that's why?
You think, yeah.
Okay, I'm not in it. This is between you and them. I have no issue. Anybody like, got shit with, I know how to call them out on it. That's just me. But go ahead.
It's like, you... And they this person had the nerve to say, okay, that's how, friendships end. What you did that day... cemented a friendship ending. So
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't think nobody else knows what you're talking about. So unless you're going to elaborate.
Nobody knows what they're talking about. Look.
We don't know who you're talking about or what you're talking about. So unless you're going to, and I'm trying to be smart, but unless you're going to just say what it is, you just kind of, no one knows, follows
okay,
you.
Okay, I'll just say it. Look, I don't know who it was. I don't know who got her to do it. But somebody got Carmen Salinas. Carmen Salinas, whatever the fuck you want to call her.
They're the same person, right?
Same person.
Okay.
To do the call-in show. And I asked her if she can be on this show. She was like, no. After I begged her and begged her and begged her, she was like, no. But she would call into the call-in show, which is fine. She could call into whatever show she wanted. But she vehemently told me no. So I don't know who did it. I don't know who asked her to do it and successfully got her to do it. But
maybe she couldn't call in during a timeout show. But like I say it again, and I'm not you know, I'm calling down the middle. You should have checked with the girl. You don't advertise somebody and get upset when they can't show.
I should have, but I just
so at that point, you were upset and embarrassed because you already promised something that now you couldn't deliver on. It wasn't her fault. If you had waited and asked her and
I'm
she
just
said
saying,
no,
it was,
you wouldn't
I'm,
have responded
way,
that way.
But the way she did, the way she went about it was low.
No, it wasn't. You said F her and all this other stuff on the air. She heard it.
Yeah,
she was
and I did, and it was low to me.
She said what she had to say on call and show. You said what you had to say on here. Did she do anything wrong to you? On no, it wasn't low because you got the chance to say everything you wanted to say about her. F her. I'll say it to her face. All this other stuff, and she responded like anybody would have. And so, I mean, I don't know how you're gonna fault the girl for that. It's done. I see you deleted it all off Facebook. You ain't friends with her no more.
Yeah, it's it's done.
I'm still trying to. All I'm saying is this. Man to man, we on the phone, we got listening. I'm still trying to figure out what the girl did. But, you know, like I said, we can talk about that off air. I'm still trying to figure out what this girl did wrong. Because in my mind, she didn't do anything wrong to you.
Mm, that's your opinion.
It's not my opinion. What I'm saying is that you asked her. I said, ask her, can she come on the show? You went and posted in the group page, Carmen's going to be on the show.
Yeah.
Before you even mentioned her. Then you asked her, can she come on? She said, yeah. Rage, I cannot do it. Period. That's what she told you. You got mad, and you called her out her name and got upset.
And then she gave me a reason why she couldn't do it.
And you didn't like the reason, but it doesn't matter. Yo, Rage, even if she...
But if she based on this reason, I would have thought, okay, she probably can't do it, period. She did it on fucking the call-in show.
Well, Rage, in her defense, when she first came on the air to begin with, it was on a Saturday night. So maybe she's not available on a Monday night. There's some people who are not available on certain days.
I don't agree with that.
She's not available on a Monday night. Okay, the first time we ever heard about this girl was on a call-in show when Phil was hosting it, and then she called in when she was available again on the next show because she didn't do what you wanted. Yo, Rage, if she even gave you an excuse, I just don't want to do it. Period. I don't want to be on your show.
How would she know how? Forget it.
No. No, you said you want to know how she know to call in on that show. That ain't you're beefing with her. Then you sound like you got a beef with whoever invited her on that show. I'm just saying, though. I mean, I don't. It's just so. It seems like it's so easy for you to put blame on people. And you just. I'm still trying to figure out what the girl did wrong. Yo, if somebody call up you, okay, all right. Prime example. You got to work tomorrow, right? Whatever time you got to work. If somebody calls up Rage, we doing a show tomorrow. I want you to be on it. It's at 10 o'clock in the morning. Oh, I can't do it. I'm at work. Well, fuck you, Rage. All I do for you. We supposed to be boys. We've been friends for the last 5 years, and you can't do one thing. I just need.
No,
you
that's not what I'm doing. That's not how I went. That's not how I would go about that certain situation. No,
wow, it's the
not,
same thing that happened to her.
Why isn't it the same? Because she gave me a reason as to why she could not do it.
And I think it was a valid reason. I'll put her business out on the street. I won't say it, but I think it's a valid reason. If you didn't like it, that's on you. Even if she just said she didn't feel like doing it, that's fine. She had that right. You shouldn't advertise it. If you were embarrassed because you advertised her and you couldn't deliver, and if I guarantee that if you hadn't said it, put anything in Facebook and you went to her first and she said no, you wouldn't have been mad at her. You were upset with yourself.
It's not about being embarrassed or being upset about myself.
Get it out before 1 o'clock, because I ain't fucking with you going to 1 o'clock hour.
Jesus Christ.
Shit, because you can't own up to shit. I ain't got time. I listen to children do that all day.
I do own up to shit.
21-year-old man sit up there, he can't own up to shit.
I do own up to shit.
You don't own up to nothing, because you blame him. You blame everybody else. You know what a real man would do?
What a real man would say,
fuck it. You know what? I fucked up. I should have. Next time, I won't.
I did fuck
ass
up.
Clown. And I won't ask.
I admitted that I fucked up. I won't like an ass clown.
I'll make sure I can.
I admitted that
first.
I fucked up, but you didn't hear me.
Didn't I say you did firm first?
Yeah, and like I said, I admitted that I fucked up.
Okay,
but you didn't hear. But you didn't hear that part, did you?
So why are you mad at her?
Why am I mad at her? She fucking called in the call-in show. That's exactly what I'm
saying. No. You blocked her and was mad at her before she called in the call-in show.
No, that's not. No.
You know why you mad at her? You mad at her because of the call-in show, because you got enemies over there at the call-in show, and you mad because you feel like she collaborated with the enemy.
That's what you think.
You giggling and laughing, and you all
that's what you think, though? Oh, my God, Lee.
You just said you mad she called the call-in show. Why you mad? You were mad at her before the call-in show. Didn't you block her before the call-in show?
Yeah. I didn't block her. I just deleted her as a friend. I didn't block her. There's a difference between deleting her as a friend and blocking her.
All right, so you already mad at her. So what's the issue now with her calling the call-in show?
If she told me she couldn't do my show, why is she going around doing other people's show?
Yo, high school shit. Middle school shit.
Let me do these plugs so I can go to...
Look, all I'm going to say is this. There's times I can be available on Monday nights. That's why I do my show on Monday nights. On Wednesday, sometimes I'm out. It's stuff I have to do work-wise. So I listen or tune in when I can. If not, I listen to Turnbuckle Throwbacks on a download. All right, I can't be available all that time. I'm not always available on Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. All the time I'm not available the whole time. But, I mean, come on, dude. You going, because somebody can't do it when, not what you want, but when you want. You catch an instant attitude, a just add water attitude.
It's not an instant attitude. It's you on, phoniness.
You on some other shit.
It's phoniness.
I gotta go. Have a good night, Rage. Rage plug.
Can I do the? You gonna quit talking to me like you fucking?
Do you go ahead? Do it. Do it.
This is Rant Entertainment Media. We got a lot of good shows coming up this week. Tomorrow will be a very, very special episode of Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil and Dave. They are definitely going to talk about the passing of Vern Gagne on the show. Tomorrow, that'll be at 9 o'clock. And Thursday, our doubleheader Thursday, we have the Rexplex at 9, at 7, sorry about that. The Rexplex at 7. And Ranton Wrestling with Mofo Magic and the Boys at 9 o'clock. Friday, we make a new episode of the Lex Experience Podcast. Saturday is the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan at 11. Sunday is the What Are You Reading comic book show with Surfer and Jordan Cobb. That will be at 5 o'clock on Sundays. Mondays will be the That Awful Podcast. That Awful Podcast at 7 o'clock. And we'll be back on Monday at our original time slot, 11:15, right after Raw. And follow Lee on Twitter at Freaks and F at Freaks and F and Geeks. Freaks, the letter N, F and Geeks. So it's just to be specific. Follow him on Twitter and catch all of our shows if you missed any on Podbean or Stitcher or wherever the fuck you can catch it at.
And immediately following this show, you can listen to a replay of the rant. And then after you listen to the replay of the rant, you can listen to this show again.
Yeah. Next time we'll have pay-per-view coverage will be for Payback. I forgot. When is Payback again? I'm sorry.
May. I got to look it up. I don't know. I'm not going. It's here in Baltimore.
Oh, it's there in Baltimore. Do you know when exactly? Because I forgot.
I can't find out for you.
You can't?
I said, I can't find out. I think we got it. The 17th, yep, the 17th.
May 17th. So there you go. Well, next time we'll be bringing you pay-per-view coverage will be for WWE Payback. That will be on Sunday, May 17th. Coverage begins with the pre-show at 7 o'clock. The chat will be open during the event, and we will end the night with the post-show at 11 o'clock.
You know what? The only reason why you plug Payback so you can fix that shit up from your fuck up from last week.
I didn't
That's the only reason why you plug it.
I'm sorry. Aren't we supposed to plug the pay per view coverage around here? No.
You know what? You wouldn't have stretched it that far.
No. Aren't we supposed to plug the pay per view coverage here? I didn't know that.
Coverage begins at 7.
I didn't know that I was supposed to fix up a fuck up, but fine. Okay.
Coverage begins at 7 with the post show.
Yeah,
laughs
up. Okay.
But, come on now. You know you tried to fix that shit up, though.
Close the goddamn show, Lee.
You couldn't wait to get to that part.
Close the goddamn show. Close the goddamn show, Lee.
This time you said it. This is what you just said a second ago. You said,
hey, Lee,
beginning with the pre-show.
Post-show.
And then hey, you, what you just said a second ago.
Lee,
you, said the, yo, you gonna fucking listen to me. I'm gonna be heard.
Hey, Don't be the po-po-ho.
You go said,
the fucking show, Lee.
You said.
You're getting on my nerves.
This what you close just said. You gonna delete me like you deleted Carmen, Selena, whatever
the
fuck her name is.
Show,
that's what you said. Are you gonna? That's what you called
the
a. You gonna
close
delete?
Show, Lee.
You just said that. You that's what you
close
gave a new name.
Goddamn show.
Oh, you gonna delete me on Facebook?
Close the goddamn show.
Yo, let me ask you a question. Are you still up for that? I forgot to. Oh, we forgot to talk about your hair, yo, real quick. So you put some red shit in your hair, some Kool-Aid.
Oh my God, are you gonna talk? Are you gonna talk shit about my hair now? Is that what you're gonna do? You're gonna rag on my hair now?
I'm asking you a question. Is it in your dress code if you're gonna be taking this house nigga? I mean this position inside.
House nigga. All right.
Are you allowed to dye your hair?
Yes, I am allowed.
So daddy didn't have anything to say about your hair?
Close this goddamn show, Lee.
Bye, bitch.
Shit.
Later, y'all.
Later.